Thank you very much. All important points were already said, so I will try to summarize 3 points in 1 minute. First, at the end of the day, the implementation, the states have the obligation, and implementation should happen in the country at the national level. So I see your roles, the NHRI, as a human rights body at the national level. It's so important, and I hope that you will use all the recommendations from treaty bodies, special procedures, UPR, because the monitoring at the international level happens like treaty bodies. We are now shifting to the 8-year cycle, only once every year. And the special procedures can visit only some countries per year. But so you are the one who see all the recommendations from us and use comprehensively at the national level. Second, the right to remedy. I'd like to recall Article 8 of UDHR, which says that every human being has a right to remedy when their rights are violated. And again, the NHRI has a special mandate and a special role in receiving the complaints from the individuals and make intervention in violence. The third, I'd like just to echo what Adrian said. National human rights institutions have a voice, and I really hope that you will use your voice at the national level, but also at the international level, such as the Human Rights Council. So status A, NHRIs, and GANLI, and the regional group of NHRI can make an intervention in the Human Rights Council. So we should speak together to really push back to the human rights issues. Thank you very much.